You're listening to the Evolutio 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. And what's our theme today? I forget. Maple syrup, flying.
It's the Wright brothers. I think it's the Wright brothers' birthday.
And,
birthday of
Hanukkah.
Invention of flying. Hanukkah. Right. Cool. All good days today. Good ones. We got good ones. What goes on pancakes?
Maple syrup.
Do you like maple syrup better than sugar syrup? I think we've had this conversation before.
No.
Well, you like maple? You don't. You like, which one do you like best?
Like the sugar maple.
Like Aunt Jemima or whatever.
What?
Well, that's a brand. But it's just, you know, like the one at the cabin.
Yeah.
That one's like a...
It's
like
better.
Like a sugar syrup.
It's better.
It's better. It's debatable.
No, it's better.
I would debate that.
It is way better.
But you can't debate that pancakes are a good thing for any kind of syrup to be put on. Correct? Uh-huh. Well, I mean, there's pancakes, waffles, crepes, and...
Okay, can we French please
toast.
Get on to the
French
song?
Toast. I'm just please thinking about the things. I got four things you could put maple syrup on.
I know, but... What was it again? Pancakes, crepes, waffles, and French toast. I think French toast is...
Ooh. Again, debatable. But we're going to do Perry Grip. Dylan, should we do this one first? We'll do this one first.
Pancake robot.
Robot, come and get them while they're hot.
The pancake robot is coming to town. He's mixing up the batter and he's laying it down. Buttermilk, blueberry, chocolate chip. 50 million pancakes, he's gonna flip. All you can eat, yum yum. All you can eat, yum yum. The pancake robot is coming to town. All you can eat, yum yum. All you can eat, yum yum. It's a pancake explosion, come and party down.
Pancake robot, come and get them while they're hot.
The pancake robot is here at last. His flapjacks are flying supersonically fast.
Right. There's another pancake one. I mean, I think actually Perry Grip is a fan of pancakes. You know, because he's at least three songs about pancakes.
He has French toast too and waffles.
And lots of taco stuff. Where does the guy live? I wonder. I've never looked up to see where
pancake
he is.
Pancake rocking.
Pancakes, pancakes, pa 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 pancakes, 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 pa 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 pancakes.
Early in the morning when I get out of bed, there's only one food that I want to be fed. No, I don't want eggs and I don't want bacon. Fire up the griddle and get to pancakes. French toast. I like pancakes. They're super great. Pancakes.
Pancake rockin'.
Pancake rockin'.
Yeah. So now that answers our question. He likes pancakes better than waffles or French toast. But he didn't mention anything about crepes.
This doesn't have to be him
that he's talking about. Well, I assume when someone's talking about, they're like, don't even ask me about waffles, I mean, or French toast.
Well, why does he have a song called Waffles? Like, it goes, do you like waffles? Yes, I like waffles.
Maybe. You're right. He contradicts his own statement. Fair enough. Well, let's move on from things that you can put maple syrup on to actually talking about maple syrup. There's a Canadian band called Moxie Fruvis that did a cover of a Pete Seeger song called Maple Syrup Time. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Forget about the mess of merchandise the modern world is selling. Take a little time to take a little tip from Scott and Helen up among the maple trees, harmonizing with the breeze. I heard someone say, it's maple syrup time. It's maple syrup time. First you get the buckets ready, clean the pans and gather firewood.
Late in the winter,
it's maple syrup time. You need warm and sunny days, but still a cold and freezing nighttime.
For just a few weeks,
it's maple syrup time. Maple syrup time. Maple syrup time. I know it's not the quickest system, but each year I can't resist it.
Get out the buckets
and tap the trees in time. Making it is half the fun and satisfaction when it's done.
Of the fire,
maple syrup time. It's that time.
While all is brown and freak and fret and wrinkle roused, deep in the sugar bush with Mother Nature, we renew our vows and share this melody beneath the snow-covered clouds. Keep up the fire.
Peter Toshi, in late winter, I just know she's whispering soft, it's maple syrup time. As in life or revolution, rarely is there a quick solution.
Anything worthwhile
takes a little time. A little time! Maple syrup time. Maple syrup time.
Yeah. Moxie Fruvis. Maple syrup time. 24 years ago. 24 years ago that song came out. The Moxie Fruvis is they kind of are like a acapella, largely acapella band for a long time. Well, it's kind of acapella, very kind of Bare Naked Ladies style. But anyway, moving on. How about this band called the Backseat Lovers? This one is an acoustic version they played on a sailboat. You want to hear it?
Oh, sure.
All right.
I'm so tired.
I believe you. Oh, yeah. Tell us about how your concert went. You had a Christmas concert today.
Good. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. All right, here we go. That's cool. I like that one. Oh, they're still on a sailboat. They're looking at the sky. It looks like it's dark. I don't want to go sailing. Maybe not right now. It's a little cold. But that's Backseat Lovers, a Utah band. Provo, Utah. And with a song called Maple Syrup. Okay, let's move on to flying, shall we? Do you know the first flight was 122 years ago by the first powered flight. So that was the Wright brothers.
Did it fail?
Kind of. It flew for 12 seconds and they flew back and forth between the two brothers. They did it three times. And then eventually they kind of crashed it. And then they just kind of kept learning from it and kept on getting better. And eventually they kind of figured out how to fly a plane and how to make a plane that actually flies with a motor. The first plane was like they kind of laid in it, and they had all the controls with their hands on ropes.
Like a glider?
It was kind of like a glider with an engine on it. But because they were making gliders already by that time, but they didn't have anything that could power it. So anyway, seems like a long time ago, but not really. But since then, we've been doing a lot of flying to the point of, like, I mean, flying into Smithers is like kind of a big deal. Like, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal that we can do that and get out of town in a way that we wouldn't normally be able to do. But Frank Sinatra talks about flying to the moon, which may happen. You know, that might be an option for you when you get older. Buy a really expensive ticket to go to the moon. Let's see what Frank Sinatra says. This is a live version in St. Louis, Missouri in 1965.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play up there with those stars. Let me see what life is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me swing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, let me sing forevermore, because you are all I worship, all I long for and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love.
All right, another flying song?
Yeah.
You can introduce this one.
Pink Floyd, Learning to Fly.
Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound distance.
I'd like to. I think he turns into an eagle and flies in the video.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's one of my. I remember that one from a long, long time ago. Okay. A few more left. Enough time for a couple more anyway. So here's a song that kind of talks about the history of the Wright brothers, done in a rap. You ready? It's like it's actually a whole series. It's called Sung History. It's a series of songs talking about different kinds of history. Ready?
Okay.
Set. Go.
He's my bro. I'm his bro. We're the right bros. Wanna talk Kitty Hawk where the flight goes? History, you and me. 1903. Finding bros of aviation overnight, yo. I'm Wilbur. I'm the fun one. And a straight A student, here's the proof, son. I had to drop out, which gave me street cred. No Yale for me, y'all change the world instead.
I'm Orville, I'm the boy geek. A deep thinker likes a tinker and a neat freak. I let my brother do the talking while I stretch my mind. Would have invented emojis in a different time.
He's my bro,
I'm his bro,
we're the right bros. Find the bros of aviation, that means flat, yo. We're curious,
and a bit serious.
And when we get an idea,
you're gonna hear from us.
Hooked on the issue of flying into a fun size. Spot three checks on the list, then we're taking flight. One, what?
A set of wings to move fall.
Two, a method of control that's successful.
Three, a means of propulsion will be fly. Yo, a glider's fine for Europe, but this is Ohio.
Oh, sick burn on Europe, bro.
Thanks, bro.
He's my bro.
I'm his bro.
We're the right bros. Founder bros of aviation, that means flight, yo.
Let's discuss for a moment this beautiful wing, the box-shaped design because of wing warping. That's the notion that the motion must be balanced in rotation. We invented that, too.
You're welcome, nation. Controlling the plane was a tricky business, because unlike a bike, there's three axes to this. Got a rudder to turn, a lever keeping the equator, turn a rudder on its side, and now it's called an elevator.
Propulsion! Oh, boy, that was rough, because nobody could build us an engine light enough. So we built a motor with aluminum. That's the first time it was ever used in one.
He's my bro.
I'm his bro.
We're the right bros. Wanna talk Kitty Hawk where the flight goes? History, you and me. 1903, founding bros of aviation overnight, yo. He's my bro.
I'm his bro.
We're the right bros. Cheer it all, hear the call of the air shows. History, you and me started this century. Everybody give your thanks to the right bros.
Thanks for watching Sung History. Let us know who you think we should sing about next in the comments section below.
Anybody you want them to sing about next? Looks like we have Mahatma Gandhi. That'd be a good one. I think we're going to have to check out a couple of these other songs. Okay. And the other day that it is today is Hanukkah, which is the Jewish celebration of the coming of the new year, the end of the year, the changing of seasons. Changing seasons? No. The shortest day of the year. All this stuff. There's lots of celebrations that talk about the shortest day of the year. Mm-hmm. And the Jewish people have their own. So this one's called, this is a song called Happy Hanukkah by Modest Yahoo. Ready?
Is the night, sunset, twilight, head back, come along, take flight. I am twinkle and a shooting in the sky, I'm shining, I'm feeling alright.
Light a candle for the one you love, be sunlight from below to above. 8 nights, celebrate till I fly in the sky like a dove.
Let me unwind as I light up a flame in the name of the Lion of Judah. Drop like a hammer when I fall like the rain, sun shower, feel a bower when I hit like a train.
talk. One alright, too excited, now I'm fighting back. Intertwined with the divine, it's a battle to your spine. It's a battle from the ancient line. Son of King David, Maccabee till the end of time. You're my light in this hardest time. Yes, you bring peace to my mind. Won't you please let me unwind? As I light up a flame in the name of the Lion of Judah. Drop like a hammer when I fall like the rain. Sun shower, feel a baba when I hit like a train. Happy
be it. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. And you're listening to CSUK 93.9 FM Smooth Community Radio. And the sponsor I'd like to thank is Nature's Pantry.
Goodbye. Oh, and probably happy holidays for everybody, because we might not have another show until after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What are you getting
for Christmas?
What?
What are you hoping for Christmas? Hoping.
I don't know.
Think of something. Top of your head.
Camera.
Nice. Okay. Happy holidays, everyone.